Ezahu barcha, there was a goat, the choza lifta apuma de dana, that saw a turnip on top of a barrel. So sorach, he like tried to climb a sorach, a solik, he climbed up, he put his paws, he put his nails like sorach, he grabbed hold of it, and he climbed up to the top of the barrel. Ochlo lifta v'tarv l'dana, and on top of the barrel he ate the turnip there, and he broke the barrel also. Rav said that the owner of the goat is chayv to pay nezek shalom, both for the lifter, for the turnip, and also for the barrel. My time, what's the reason? The break the barrel, that's like the mishunah. Tomorrow says no. Kivon diyorchel mechel lifter, since it's normal for the goat to eat the turnip, is urchinam lisruch lemeis lemaselik, it's also normal for him to use like his paws to climb up the top of the barrel in order to get to eat the turnip. And if he broke it on the way up, that's normal, and therefore it's called like regal, you have to pay in nezek shalom. The Oma Ilfa says, Pehema b'shus rabim, if you have an animal, it's in b'shus rabim, v'poshta tzavor rabi yochlem agad hechavreto, and he stretches out the neck, and he eats food that's on the back of another animal, chayevus. So the owner of this animal is chayev. That's called shame for shus anizik. We know shame is part of shus rabim. And here, before the animal was a shus rabim. But since he ate the food which is on top of the other animal, and the other animal is called shus anizik, therefore the bala shoras chayev. That's called shame for shus anizik. Chayevus. My time, what's the reason why you chayev ay lechura yinu shus rabim? Shame is part of shus rabim. There it says, gabe chavret at the back of the animal, your friend's animal, kechotzah nizik dami, that's considered like his chotzah, like his yard, and therefore you did damage b'shus anizik, and shein is chayiv nizik shalom. So the Mora says, leima let us say misayle, I bring you raya from a brisa. It says a brisa like this, hoisu kuposoy mu shalas liachurov, if one's basket was slung over his shoulders and hanging behind him, first, not a basket that was hanging on the back of him. An animal stretched out her neck and ate from the basket. So, lochirish, she's chayiv. The animal, the bala behem is chayiv. So, you see, the mice of the kupa, the basket that's on top of you, was called a b'shus anizik, and therefore this is called shem b'shus anizik. There's a raya tufa. Samora says no. Bryson is talking about Kidioma Rova Bakafetis. Here we're talking about where she jumps, that was Rova's teretz, his Hokinami Rosa Bakafetis. They may be talking about where the Bema jumped up to eat the food. Rashi learns Bakafetis it jumped up, means Shakovtsa Vyokla Tsavoro. The Bema jumped up and ate the food off the other one's neck. So in such a case, not the Pshat is called Bishus and this Gavar is still called Bishus Rabin. But the reason why chayv over is because this becomes keren. Shein darka b'kach is not normal for this to happen. And therefore it's told that the keren uvachayev is chatzi nezek. And the keren is chayv b'shus rabim chatzi nezek. So if you hear the brisa, just means to say chayv b'chatzi nezek, but not that it's called shein b'shus nezek. It's still called b'shus rabim, just it's a shinui, and therefore keren b'shus rabim pays chatzi nezek. Zmora says, v'eich yitma the rov, where do we learn rov as halacha? Aho, on this halacha. The Yama Rav Oishia, says like this, the Yama Rav Oishia, Pehema B'Shus Rabim, if you have an animal that's in B'Shus Rabim, if the Behem ate somebody's food, B'Shus Rabim, Shem B'Shus Rabim, is Bata. That was V'Holcha B'Yochla B'Tura. The animal, while it was eating, was also walking. So such a locha, P'Tura Yapot, that's called Shem B'Shus Rabim. What's going to be Omda V'Yochla Chayevis? Thus the animal stood still, and then she ate it, then the maisa, then yichayiv. So now it's got what's on the brisa. Maishna holcha diyorcha. Why not come in if it's walking? He says orchayu, and therefore shein b'shus rabim is potam. Om denami orchos. Even if the animal stays still, also the chutz orchaytit. It should also be called a shein b'shus rabim should be potam. Gemara answers. Amarava kafetzas. Talking about now where the animal jumped up to eat the food. That becomes a mice of Mishuna, comes a mice of Karen, and Karen is Chai B'Shus HaRabim. Boy, you observe, there is a show like this. What's going to be Mizgal Gul Mahu? That is something is rolling. What's the halacha? So Shemar says, hey, Kadam, what's the case talking about? What about Yishayla if something, food is rolling? So going to Kaima, Omer, Rishur, Siyachit. Talking about right now where straw was in Rishur, Siyachit. What happened was, we call Mizgalgal, Vyasim, Rishur, Siyachit, Rishur, Rabin. And the straw now was rolling out of the Rishur, Siyachit, into Rishur, Sarabim. My, what's going to be the halacha? The animal eats it right now. Is that called an achidu b'shus harab and that yapata? Is that called an achidu b'shus hanizik and yechayif? Rashi learns pshat is going to kaima omi b'shus hanizik. The straw was in b'shus hanizik and the behem was in b'shus harabim. Omegageles v'yasi was like rolling it from the shus yachot to shus harabim. Is what's the locha? Rashi learns pshat that this mai bas v'chidigo bas achilas linun. Uptura, because the chila was Rishus HaRabim. I boss of the shakli, go boss the place where it took it from. The animal took it from Rishus HaNizik, Fachievis. Who are denami, Ibeim of Rishus HaNizik, Vyam of Rishus HaRabim, the same thing also. Shall they go boss of Achila, or they go boss of where you took it from? Samara says, Toshimachim, I bring you right from the Brysa. The Tony Rabchi learned the Brysa like this. Masui miktsosi bifnima miktsosi fachut. Someone has a load of food, let's say. Half of it is inside the Rishus HaNizik, and half of it is outside the Rishus HaRabim. Ochlo bifnim devayim ate the part that's inside the Rishus HaNizik chayevis. It's called Shem Rishus HaNizik yichayev. Ochlo bachutz, if he ate the part that's outside the Rishus HaRabim, yiptur yipata. Someone says, my love, this guy's talking about Mizgalgal v'yasa, talking about a case where it's rolling. So the food now is rolling out from Rishus Yochot to Rishus Ravim. So you see, you don't go boss of the makom where you took it from, but you go boss of the place where the maisi you ate it. If you ate it inside, you chag, you ate it outside, you potter. So here you see, you go boss of the makom achila, not the makom where you took it from. Samara says, let me, that's not the case over here. Ein must say, ochlo, amasha befnim chayeves, amasha bechutz ptura. Samara says, no, it doesn't make enough gemina where Lamaisi is eating it, where the behemoth is eating it, inside or outside. Now, if gemina is where it took it from, if the food was first inside, and then the behemoth rolled it outside, you'll be chayevis, because maybe you go boss of the makom where you took it from, not boss of the place where you ate it. So there wouldn't be any rye from this raisa. If boy said, another pshat could be, ki koma Rav Chiya, tefsila dias pasta. Where was Rav Chiya talking about? Like a load of aspasta. Rashi says, here the case term, that's not something that rolled outside. But aspasta means these are long pieces of shachas, of straw-like. They're very long. And one side is inside, the other side of these are long stalks. One side is inside, one side is outside. So therefore, kigorele ozel idavas, when you pull one, the other one comes after it. Is command the mana kulay bechaduchta dami. Hilkakalav asdina bossa behema. If you go bossa the behema, because when he starts eating over here, he like pulls the other side of it towards him. And therefore, in such a case where it's a long stalk, then you go bossa this mokam achila. But where's our shadow? Rashi says, going serum by barley. The kul eats a seed like is a piece by itself. Koi bifnim oi bachutz. When you eat one piece, the next piece doesn't come with it unless you drag it. And therefore, that's my shalah over there. Do you go boss achila, or do you go boss in the makom where you took it from? But over here, it's better, because here we're talking about now, it's one long piece. See how the brisa could mean you go boss in the makom where she ate it. If she's outside and eating it there, so then you potter. But you have no right from a vehicle go boss the mosque and machila, because here it's one long piece, and therefore when she's eating it outside, automatically now she pulls the inside piece outside. So therefore you go boss of the mosque and machila. But again, with, like Rashi says, barley, small pieces, maybe they'll be different. You can't bring it right from here, Tower Shaila. Alright, we'll stop here, continue on to the next day.
You're holding up chol from an aleph here by the two dots. Middle of the Gemara. The Mishnah says, "Ochlo ksus." That if you have your behemah, the ate up a ksus like kalim. So the Mishnah says, "You only pay a chatinezik." Because pasha that's called it's a keren. It's called mishuna. You only pay a chatinezik. For the Gemara, hey, on which case does it go? Yeah. So really the Gemara's kasha, hey, which case, when the Mishnah says, b'shus rabim yepoter, the Mishnah then says, medavam amurim b'shus hanizik, abo b'shus rabim yepoter. So Gemara says, hey, on which case does the Mishnah mean to say, b'shus rabim yepoter? Omar Rav, so Rav says, achidish hakula. On all the cases of the Mishnah, yepoter b'shus rabim. So Rashi says, all the tani masisim b'shus rabim turo, akula koi, v'afilu aksosu kelim, tishinahu b'tolda dekeren. Still, Rav holds Yepotir B'shus Rabim. So you have to know why. The Chur, if you eat up clothing, that's called Keren. Keren is Chai B'shus Rabim. My time, what's the reason the Rav? Because the Kalal is Kol HaMishane. If somebody makes a Shinu, he does something different. And then Uvo Acha B'shinu Bo, a second person comes and makes a second Shinu, Potter, the second one is Potter. So Rashi learns, Kogoyin Zeh Sheniyak Susa V'keli B'shus Rabim. Like it's not normal to put your clothing down in the middle of B'shus Rabim. Like, you know, people are going to trot over it. So you did a shinu first. So now if my animal comes and eats it up, it does a second shinui, that's Rav Svar that you put up, even with your Sarabim you put up. Or Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. L'ayshon novella peres v'irokas. The Mishnah means only regular shein. If you eat regular peres v'irokas, that's when you put up with your Sarabim. Avok sus v'kelim, if you eat tak a sus v'kelim with your Sarabim, then the locker is chayevis. Then we say yechayev. That's poshid, because that's called Keren B'shus Rabim. That Keren B'shus Rabim is Chayiv. V'chein Amar Resh Lakish Akula. Resh Lakish also says, like Rav, no, you even put if you eat Kelim B'shus Rabim. Rav says, V'yozda Resh Lakish Atayim. Resh Lakish also goes according to his Tam. V'yomar Resh Lakish, Shtei Poris B'shus Rabim. If you have two animals in the B'shus Rabim, Achas Revutza, one is lying down there in the middle of B'shus Rabim, it's taking a nap there, it's Ravutz, flat down. V'yachas maleches, and one is walking. So now it depends. Biyato mahaleches b'revutza p'tura. If the one that's walking gave a kick, kick the one that's sleeping there, like, get out of my way, so he holds p'tura. The one that kicked is potter, because it is svara. The first one that lied down with shus rabim is a mishuna. It's not normal for an animal to sit down in the middle of shus rabim and go to sleep there. So he did the first shinui. Now the second one comes and does the second shinui, that's what Shlokas says, yipotter. Therefore, now Mishnah also, if somebody put his kelim down b'shus rabim, which is not normal, and now a shor comes and eats it, so the shor is the bala shor is potter. What about the opposite way? Let's say revutza b'maleches. Let's say the one that was sleeping woke up and gave a kick to the one that's moving is chayevus. Then yechayev, because the one that's walking didn't do any shinui. It's normal for an animal to walk through the b'shus rabim. Just the other animal gave him a kick. That's keren. Therefore, it's chayev chatzinet. So that's what's lucky this one. Rabbi Yechon, says, Loishonu ela peres v'irokas. Rabbi Yechon says, no, the Mishnah is only talking about where you eat peres v'irokas b'shus rabim. Then shein is potter b'shus rabim. Avu ksus v'kelem chayevis. But if a behema eats up ksus v'kelem b'shus rabim, that's shino, that's keren, keren is chayev b'shus rabim. So leim l'chur Rabbi Yechon, and let's play the Resh Lakish. Maybe Rabbi Yechon argues that Resh Lakish is a loch of two animals also. Tomorrow says no. Lame was left with Shlokish. Shall feel b'shtei poros. Tomorrow says loy. Maybe no. Liyola mislay. Maybe he does hold from what Shlokish says that by two poros is different. Dei potter. But he holds. Rabbi Yochanan maybe holds. Ksus av the yinshi demanchi kalimoy umispachi. It's normal sometimes people puts down his kelim or his cloak for shus aravim. Umispachi means he takes a rest. Rashi says oymed lenuach. And the guy's walking, so all he has to take a break in the middle of Shus Rabim. He has to stay still. So what does he do? He takes off his clothing and puts down his kelim. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan says the first one that put down his kelim with Shus Rabim is not called such a mishuna. Therefore, if your animal comes and eats it up, you're the first one doing a shinui, and that we hold Yechayim Chatzinezit. Avo Behem Alav Orchei. But Rabbi Yochanan maybe will agree to Resh Lakish's case by two animals. There he agreed it's not normal for an animal to lie down. For an animal to lie down in the middle of Shus Rabim, that's not normal. Therefore, if a second shor comes and kicks it, the second bala shor is put. Then the Mishnah says, V'yimnenis mishalemis. But you should know, if you eat up somebody's food in the Shus Rabim, so true, shein is put in Shus Rabim. The pasuk says, V'bier v'shpayacher. But the Mishnah still says, you have to pay for the enjoyment that you had, that you saved yourself. The comma, how much is the enjoyment that you save? Rabbi Roma Dimei Omer. You have to pay the worth of a bundle of wheat, of barley. Rashi says, Rashi like this, Shim Ochla Sarim Kadesh V'yosim, if your animal finished up a whole bundle full of barley, Einim Shalom Le'el Adom Mishra Yitzarav Lita in the Kashim at heaven. Hey, Smayama means how much you would have fed him with pure straw. As if he ate up now a bundle of barley, that's worth $20. But you would have just fed him a bundle of straw that's worth $2. So all you have to pay him is just $2. Rav Amar Rav says, no, if he ate barley, you have to pay him back barley. But to make Sarim Bazul, you have to pay him back the cheapest type of a barley that you could get. And also, in a cheap place, that really it's only worth two-thirds. Kitsa, you only have to pay two-thirds of the value of what it's worth. That's called the Mei Sarim Bezul. That's a machlekes. So the Mazda Tanya Kavos of the Rabbah, bring your riot to Rabbah, and Tanya Kavos of the Rabbah, have a proof to Rabbah. Tanya Kavos of the Rabbah, have a riot to Rabbah. Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoy Yoymer, Omar, Ein Mishalemet el Dimei Omer Bovad. No matter what your animal laid up, all you have to pay him back is the cheapest amount of straw, like you could say, I would have only paid him straw. That's all you have to pay him back, Dimei Omer. Tanya Kavos of the Rabbah, like Rabbah, Im nenis mishalemes mashenenis. Our Mishnah says, shein brishus rabin, you plotted for the hezik, but you have to pay how much enjoyment you had. Case said, what's the case? Och la kav oi kavayim. If your animal ate up a big bundle or two kavim, ein oimrim, we do not say to shalom, demeyim, you have to pay the value of these two kavim, el rather oimdim kamodim roitzel achel abhemtoi doba ruyelo. Af api shein arogel. That you have to pay how much a person would want, come or the meritzel hachal of hem to dove, and something that's fitting for the animal. Apple pishen rogel, even though you're not used to it. Trash apple pishen rogel achilim sermos, even though you do not feed him barley. You only feed him straw. But still the maisi ate a barley, which is something an animal enjoys and does eat. So you have to pay him back the value of the barley. Just to make serm bezul, which is only two thirds of it. Lefiko, therefore, since we say it's only if the animal has enjoyment from it, what's going to be ochlo chitim? Let's say an animal eats up wheat, that he has no enjoyment from the wheat. Or dovah harar eats up something bad, also that the animal has no enjoyment. And then ptura, then the bal hashor is potel lagamri, because al shein, you're potel b'shus rabin. Only for the enjoyment you had, there's no enjoyment, therefore you're potel. Omalei rav chizdel rami bachoma. So chizdel said to rami bachoma, Leheves gabon v'yurta, you were not by us last night to tchuma, close to our house, close to the Beis Medrash, because the boyelon milo me'al yisa, and the Beis Medrash yesterday, last night, we asked good questions, we had good shiur there. So Omri said over, my milo me'al yisa, what was the big thing that they spoke about last night, what was the big shiur? Omri, he said like this, the question was, hadar v'chotza chaverish lo'imi daitoi, if you go into your friend's back house, and you sleep there without his permission, do you have to pay him rent for last night that you slept in his house? Or maybe you don't have to pay him? That was the question. If you go into somebody's house without his permission and sleep there overnight, are you mechuyev to pay him for the rent or not? Hey, Chidomi, what's the case talking about? Elaim, if you want to tell me, this is your back house that you never rent out. It's not a question you would have lost out and rented out to somebody else. Usually you don't rent it out anyway. The Gavra, this was a person now, the Loyova the Meger. He doesn't have to rent a house, because either he has plenty of houses, other houses to sleep in, or else he had people to go to. So therefore, the Klal is, Zeh Loy Nene V'Zeh Loy Chosa. This man didn't have really enjoyment from you, because if he wanted to, he could have slept someplace else. And you didn't have a loss, because you wouldn't have rented it out anyway. So that's the Sora for sure, you potter. You can't charge money. That's called Zeh Loy Nene V'Zeh Loy Chosa Avad Yepotah. L'chatchila to go in the avadi, you have no right. The owner has the right to tell you, I don't want you in my house. The owner can tell you what to do. But here we're talking about the guy didn't ask, he just went and slept there. So now the question is, tomorrow morning, does the owner have a right to charge you money? So if the owner wouldn't have rented it out anyway, and you would have had someplace else to sleep anyway, then for sure you put it. Ella, that can't be your question. Ella, the question is, the chos of the kaimeliagra. You had a motel, your back house is a motel, you rented out to people. The Gavra, and you're a person, the Ovo the Mega, the guy that came and slept last night, if he wouldn't have paid by you, he would have had to go to a motel down the block and paid $50. Says so, Zenene Vezei Chosar. That's also a pshita, you're going to have to pay the money then. Because you had enjoyment, you would have had to pay the motel down the block. Now you save yourself the money. And this person is losing out, because if you wouldn't have slept in the bed, he could have rented out maybe to somebody else. So in such a case where you have enjoyment and he has a loss, for sure you have to pay. Leit Zricha, where's the case where the Shiloh is?
Let's say in your back house that you don't rent out. You leave it for a guest house, you don't rent it out. But the Gavra the over the Mega, this Reuven that came last night into your back house and slept there, is a guy that usually has to go to a motel. Usually he has to pay the motel money. So my, what's the luck over here? Motzi Yomale, could Reuven tell the owner, listen, my chasaticha, what did you lose out? Like, if I wouldn't have slept there, you wouldn't have rented it out anyway. So you have no loss. So since you are lechosa, maybe I don't have to pay you. I do, maybe no. The other story is, Motzi Yomale, the Balabos could say,